Circus Wow grew out of, I guess, like a seed, if you like. It was one woman's vision. Her name was Penny Lowther, and she was actually a visual artist, sculptor, community artist. And she visited Melbourne and attended a workshop at the Melbourne Women's Circus and thought, wow, Wollongong needs something like this. And I guess she just had the drive to actually initiate that and build it. 10 years later, we're still going with no funding through the dedication of passionate women and their dreams. Yeah, and so Circus Wow's been, it's changed, it's gone through, I guess, roller coaster rides of almost falling apart to thriving. We've seen so many women come through of various backgrounds, different ages, different ideas of how the company should run. We've had fantastic, great times, and we've also had lots of troubles trying to work out what our vision is and what Wollongong needs. Mm. Through all that, the foundation has been that we want to represent, we want to address issues that are local, and we want to be not just a performing company that are gymnastic performers in circus. And we definitely obviously don't adhere to like old traditional circuses with animals and things like that. So we want to be contemporary, we want to be funky, we want to be political, we want to address feminist issues, and we want people in Wollongong to know what our shows are about and relate to us.
I did notice that you did set out to do those other things as well. You mentioned feminist and environmental, and also social and political, I know, are in your charter too. But before we talk about how you address those issues specifically, for people who have never seen a Circus West show, how does it differ from, you know, just maybe the circus that they've seen as a child?
Right, okay. Circus as a child, most people have seen something similar to the Lennon Brothers or the Perry Brothers. You know, we do have a bit of that. The circus is, we all love that part of circus where you go into the big top. We don't have a big top. We would love a big top. We can't afford a big top. But we do try to create a big top environment. We do go down the road of traditional circuses. We also try to encourage women to gain really high skill as well, sort of similar to what people might relate to sort of the Cirque du Soleil type image. Well, we really achieve and we really strive high in our skills, trying to avoid some of that freak show type circus image. We're creative and artistic. So a lot of women come to us with backgrounds in visual arts or music or dance, choreography. And so that's where all that, you know, that we're actually addressing things. We're addressing the political and the social, and we're not just presenting a pretty picture.
You mentioned Cirque du Soleil, which I was going to mention anyway. That's really lifted the profile of the more acrobatic and athletic style of circus rather than let's make a lion, you know, jump through a hoop.
Exactly. And it has popularized circus immensely. So that's great for us. Obviously, Cirque du Soleil is obviously driven by a huge budget and very high skill. We are local. We address issues that are important and that are relevant. And we tell stories, and not just a sort of a token story. We actually get to the nitty gritty of some things. One of our kind of most popular acts, which has been going for years, is called the South Coast Scrubbers. And it's a bunch of women that are iron women. So we sort of take the joke of ironing at home. So our ironing boards are actually surfboards, and we address those sorts of beach culture issues that we have here in Wollongong. And we take, you know, we play on those types of issues. And,
okay. Yeah. So when you say that you're addressing feminist, social, political and environmental issues, you're doing it through the skits and the acts that you do. You're carrying a message in that?
Definitely.
Or is there work outside the circus that
Both.
People are involved in?
Yeah, there's two parts of that story. A lot of our projects are through an outreach project. We recently worked on a show in the Wollongong City Gallery called Bonded, and that was addressing the huge problem that happened just recently where a lot of the women, the migrant women who were employed through Bonds, actually all lost their work through the factories in Balambi because Bonds went offshore. And so that was a project, and we collaborated with the women from those factories and presented that in the City Gallery. And, I mean, we thought, okay, we've got these aerial silks that you see people perform on. They're like curtains that hang from the ceiling. And so we sort of worked on that as with the material, and we tried to tell a very important local story through that. We also have outreach programs where we go out and teach workshops and offer sort of workshops to people with disabilities, older women, people that are isolated or dislocated, isolated from society somewhat.
Disconnected,
yeah. Thank you. Not dislocated. I know. Like sometimes my shoulder feels after too much trapeze.
and what sort of things are they getting out of it? Obviously, confidence would be a big one. But I guess if they're isolated, just friendship would be at a more simple level.
Confidence is always the big one. Sometimes just not realising your potential. And circus is actually much easier than it looks. and it's so satisfying to break out of, I guess, the everyday. Like there's not just the physical achievements of, wow, I can actually juggle. And I'm sure I tell everybody I can teach anyone to juggle in 3 minutes. It's a guarantee. And so it's silly things like that, but it does. It makes you laugh. It brings people together. It breaks them out of the mundane everyday. You forget about the other things. You can dream.
We're talking with Wendy Regan, who's the artistic director from Circus Wow, and you have a show coming up at the end of March and also the start of April.
Fool's Day.
Yeah, how appropriate. Bringing together some Circus Wow alumni as well, Wendy, and they're going to be coming from all around the state, I believe, at least to be part of that.
We do have. Look, we've got a lot of women that have started here or passed through Wollongong. You know, we've got two of my best friends that I met right at the beginning of Circus Wow have moved to Brisbane. They're coming back down, which is so exciting. But also, you know, one woman came all the way back from Quebec.
Wow.
In the show, Rosé.
I'm
sure she came back for other reasons, but really it was very exciting to hear she was coming back for the show. Yep. So, yeah,
okay.
It will be a reunion and it will be a beautiful party of up to, you know, many, many women that we've met over the 10 years.
Mm. Mm. And featuring a variety of acts that people might have seen, plus some new ones.
Definitely new ones.
And also a bit of a little photographic history exhibition as well.
Yeah, sure. We have one of our great members, Libby. She is a visual artist and she organises a lot of exhibitions and curates many exhibitions, and she set up an exhibition right across the road from the venue at Paul DeVries Gallery. All through that gallery there'll be not just images but memorabilia and old costumes and props and things that we've used over the years. Yeah, it should be fantastic.